You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Thousands of high-wage jobs here in Idaho are going unfilled every year, and education officials say the problem will only get worse if something isn't done to expand STEM and career technical opportunities. In fact, during last year's legislative session, Idaho lawmakers were informed that in 2017, 7,000 science, technology, engineering, and math jobs went unfilled. The combined annual salary for those positions amounted to $450 million, which would have generated about $24 million in state tax revenues. So this is where CodeWorks come into play. It is an intensive multi-week coding boot camp that teaches students the skills they need to fill these tech jobs here in Idaho. And businesses have come to rely on this camp. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this are CEO and founder of CodeWorks, Jake Overall, Nathan Muller, the CEO of Zenify, and Caleb Adrian, a student who went through the CodeWorks boot camp. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
So I want to start with you, Jake, since you founded CodeWorks. How did you come up with this idea?
So CodeWorks was originally kind of born from the idea that getting into the field of software development is something that I just kind of fell into.
Mm-hmm.
And it took this transitionary period for me to go from a healthcare degree into actually software development. And the length of time was just astronomical. And the demands that I had at my current job were just kind of going unfilled. And so I started teaching myself how to code and just ultimately fell in love with it and realized that so many other people are in that same boat of wanting to know more and wanting to be able to essentially transition into a different career field and do it in a reasonable amount of time. And so we started up CodeWorks to kind of help facilitate that process.
And when I say this is a multi-week, basically, boot camp, mm-hmm. I mean, that is, and it's intense.
Absolutely.
Talk to me about what someone can expect if they say, you know what, I'm gonna sign up for this.
Yeah, and I think Caleb can speak to this for sure. The program itself is a Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, intensive program. It's like starting a job with us, and we treat you just like we would treat you as if you were a junior developer, and we give you essentially expectations and requirements to fulfill along with the instruction necessary to do that, and put our students into very real-world environments that will mimic exactly what they have to do in the workplace just 13 weeks later.
So, Caleb, talk to me then about your experience. So you take this in 13 weeks. So, I mean, this is some serious boot camp. So tell me about, A, why you decided to do this and what you've gotten out of it.
Sure. So, I mean, like prior to me going into it, right, I was actually at BSU doing computer science and I was working part time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, kind of took a leap here, you know, and went through CodeWorks. And then, you know, I think everything kind of changed. Right. It was a big shift to go into this program. And, you know, like Jake said, it's 9 to 5. But, you know, I think a lot of us are putting in hours outside of that, right? We're putting forth extra effort just to make sure that what we're learning sticks, right? And then it was kind of a whirlwind after graduating. I ended up about a month in between when I graduated from CodeWorks and when I ended up starting at Zenify. And that actually came out of mock interviews at CodeWorks, where they help us during career week, and you know, we go through and some of the companies show up and they'll give us feedback on our interviews and kind of coach us on what we could do better. And then, you know, out of that came a real interview for me. So
this isn't just like the intense boot camp of we're going to learn how to code. I mean, you're going a step farther with this program.
Absolutely. And we feel like that's one of the most important pieces is the connection that we can give our students to local employers.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, being connected to the developer community here locally, you know, a lot of my friends are hiring managers at these different companies that are going to be hiring our students. A lot of companies we've built a good rapport with to say, you know, our students are cream of the crop. You know, they're very, very skilled. And so we actually set up at the end of every single program the opportunity for employers to come in and essentially get first stab
kind of first
at
dibs.
Our student,
yeah.
right?
So, Nathan, I want to bring you into the conversation because you are the CEO of Zenify, and you've hired Caleb, but you've hired other people out of CodeWorks.
Yep. Yeah, we see CodeWorks as a pretty critical partner. There's the problem that you were addressing at the very beginning when you're talking about the amount of jobs that are going unfulfilled right now. It's funny. There's a lot of employers out there. There's either employers that literally turn to places like Boise State and go, you guys got to step your game up and produce more CS degrees, even though I know Boise State is, and they're putting more and more out every year.
And every university is trying to turn out more students with these degrees.
Or you run into an employer that just goes, well, I'm the one that needs the people to grow my business. They don't exist, so I guess it's partially our problem to figure out how to solve this.
Mm.
Well, the deal is, it's hard for us to do what CodeWorks is doing. We can't do it to that extent, but we can meet the gap between the kids that they graduate. We can pick them up right there, and then we can take them from there to the next level of learning. But you have to have a company structured for that. And it's kind of interesting because he comes into work first day. It's kind of like, well, I've never technically been a coder before at like a job, and you just kind of get thrown into the mix. And either we have the people that are there to support maybe younger, unpolished talent that's really driven, or you don't, and they're probably going to flop, right? So like Caleb's experience, he came in and he just worked really hard, and I think he had a few people that rallied around him and tried to help him along, and we're getting better and better at learning how to do that.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, you have to bridge the gap right now, because the bottom line is the talent doesn't exist in somebody until somebody creates it. And no schools can keep up right now.
Right.
I don't blame them.
I'm talking with CEO and founder of CodeWorks, Jake Overall, Nathan Muller, the CEO of Zenify, and Caleb Adrian, a student who went through CodeWorks and now works for Zenify. We're talking about, as Nathan just mentioned, this STEM gap, because, Jake, that is, I mean, this is a reality, right? All of you would agree that this is a reality in Idaho.
Yep.
So what kind of students go through your program, Jake? Is this like high school, or are they college students? Who are you seeing?
You know, we have a gambit of students that actually come through the program. Like Caleb, some of them have attended some college. A lot of times we have people that will come to us with a college degree in an area that, you know, may or may not even be technology related. Mm-hmm. But just kind of the state of the world, and I think everyone realizes this, is, you know, software is consuming the world, and it touches everything regardless of what you do now. And so we have to have people skilled up in this area. And so we do have students that are coming straight out of high school as well. And quite frankly, some of them are the very best developers I've seen. And it's crazy to see these real young kids with just a lot of raw natural talent. That we
hey,
can
my
give.
Fifth grader codes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, seriously,
absolutely.
This is stuff that they learn in school, and I still don't even understand what coding is.
Yep.
So you've got to be running into these, I mean, kids, but young adults who they've grown up in this environment.
Absolutely. And they take to it very, very well. And it's one of those things where, you know, getting someone from the point of knowing nothing about what is the role of a software developer to essentially what we consider employable, you know, really it's an intense program, but it's a very doable program, and it doesn't take 4 years anymore. To kind of expand on that idea, it's, you know, we need people today working in the industry.
Not 4 years from now.
Yeah. And you can fill in those knowledge gaps through employment experience. And you know, we even have some students that have come through our program who have just graduated high school. They like Caleb, find a job with a company, and then that company helps put them through a CS program to kind of round out the rest of that knowledge for the next 4 years. And that's kind of an ideal situation, of course.
And Caleb, for you, I mean, you had said you started your college career, but then, you know what, you take this 13-week program, and now you're employed in a STEM position, and yet I mean, so what is the benefit, I guess, of, because there is also this idea of pushing for your degrees, and there is a place for them, but there's also a place, as you said, Jake, for something like this. And how do you feel about that, Caleb?
You know, going through it myself and like, you know, the couple years that I did go through computer science, right? The reason personally that I made the switch is your typical computer science program is typically geared more towards like theory and structure and best practices and more of like an architecture standpoint versus the actual practice of here's the problem, how do we solve it, right? And so I think that that's what I felt like was really missing from my education, and that's what CodeWorks really provides is, you know, not just the practical knowledge of how to code, but I think something else that CodeWorks does very well is that, you know, we learn to learn, I guess, if that makes sense,
yeah.
Right? We learn to, you know, identify these issues. We figure out how to best learn whatever it is we need done, right? And I think, you know, the best example of that is like what I did with Zenify. You know, I came in, you know, we do Salesforce consulting, and I knew nothing about Salesforce. I knew, you know, not how to operate it or how I was going to work or how I was going to code within it.
And, but you had this intense training to get you there.
Sure. And I think that's, you know, I think that's part of the important part, right, is it's not just about the program itself, but it's about the individuals and putting in their own effort and how motivated they are to, you know, reach that goal.
Nathan.
So one cool thing about CodeWorks is what they teach at CodeWorks, it actually doesn't directly translate to what we do, but we've hired several people from there and they've all done really well. So one of the things that's interesting is CodeWorks teaches young people and probably some old people too, mm-hmm. that they can learn something that they didn't know anything about rapidly. So one thing is, I think you guys do a good job of demystifying tech, where it's like, well, I learned this, this, and this, and then they step into our office and it's like, oh, well, I don't know Salesforce development, but it's like, well, I already learned three other languages. How hard could this be, right? Mm-hmm. So it kind of demystifies it, and then there's always similarities. It's like if you know Spanish and you have to learn Portuguese or something. So the deal is they learn shadows of what we need them to do. The final thing that I would say, though, the job training is really key. So I do work with people that have CS degrees that came out of a traditional route in college. Mm-hmm. And one thing that's interesting is a lot of times they're looking, you know, for an internship of a specific type of thing. Like they come out as coders and they want to code. But the problem is they didn't get a lot of the training around in the real world. When we code nowadays, we have whole entire processes of getting something to market and moving fast. We have, are you going to use an agile process? What are the other tools that you use in this? The real world uses a pretty similar set of tools that aren't really taught in college theory. So they really do that last couple weeks that you guys spend on, here's how to interview, here's agile methodology, here's these types of things. That kind of coverage prepares them better for the workplace in a really rapid rate.
And do you think that companies are changing in the sense of, you know, college degrees have their place and they are important, but it's not the end all be all? Because I think that there was a time where if you don't have a college degree, you're not going to get a job.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think in tech, the coin's already flipped where people almost don't care. I think it depends on the company, and companies tend to create themselves in their founders' images, I think. So if you have founders that didn't have degrees or never really cared about it and kind of hire everybody, that's how it's going to go. If you have founders that come from serious pedigree and they're used to, you know, doctorates and everything, then you're going to see that too. But the tide is turning, because if you're that company, you can't keep up with us.
Right.
We just quadrupled our employee count last year.
And do you still have jobs to fill?
Always have.
So that's part of it right there.
Yeah, and it's a mix. Like, we have certain roles that we can hire from CodeWorks. We have roles that we have to hire that we can't hire from CodeWorks. It's just we need somebody that's done project management for 3 years and has tried and true, you know, experience. So you get the whole gamut for sure.
And so, Jake, if people are interested, I'm sure there's a cost to this. Do they just look CodeWorks up and contact you guys?
Just our website is BoiseCodeWorks.com. You know, we put an emphasis on Boise for sure. And so they can go there. They can look at our different course offerings. We do have the immersive program that Caleb went through, which is our flagship course where we get our students employed in a very short amount of time. And for the people that can't take that immersive experience, we do have night hybrid courses that kind of let them go at a slower pace, but hopefully
it works for people who are working and can't quit their job for 13 weeks.
Correct.
Yeah. I want to thank you guys for coming in and talking about this fascinating conversation. My guests today have been CEO and founder of CodeWorks, Jake Overall, Nathan Muller, the CEO of Zenify, and Caleb Adrian, a student who went through the CodeWorks bootcamp and now works at Zenify. Thank you all so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.